Can you hear me now? Yeah, I can hear me. Excellent. Hello and welcome. We are representatives of the demo party that is Field Effects. My name is Aldroid, and this is Reality.
Yep.
And yeah, we are here to tell you about a fabulous demo party that we had at Workshop 2.
Yeah, Workshop 2.
And also, although I think it says prize giving in the brochure, we haven't actually got any prizes, so yeah. Let's get you started with a little bit of background. So.
Oh yeah, so we started in 2018. We had the idea in 2017. Correct, Martin, who unfortunately can't be here, gave me a lift and said, why don't you do something demo related at EMF? And it spiraled into what we've now been doing for 5 or 4 EMFs. So that's how it started, and it was an idea to try and showcase the demo scene and get more people into the demo scene. And now it's kind of a demo party, and we've got quite a few entries, as you will see.
Yeah, so thank you very much to everybody who has taken part in stuff in the after hours of Workshop 2 over the course of this weekend. On Friday, we had a demo show at 5 o'clock, which was a chance to watch some demos and chill out with us, some big demos from recent past. We also had a live jam. Everybody loves live coding, apparently. I love live coding. Do you love live coding? Yes. And we had a set from the fantastic Gas Man, and I've got some footage of at least 2 of these. And yeah, thank you to everybody who took part in that. It was really good to see what people could make in an hour. And thank you to the lovely, awful human being who is Death Boy for being our DJ. We love you, even though you're terrible. And the Gas Man live set, we were very lucky to have Gas Man with us performing live in the tent. And here's a little bit of a Scottish themed song.
And I was going to juggle floats for the demo party. Cause I'd rake in the kung fu boats at the demo party in John O'Groat. Watch the fishing boats up the Cape Ness coast with a hearty breakfast of porridge when we go to John O'Groat for a demo party.
All together now.
Enjoy that. Amiga. Hot demo scene action continues on the Saturday, which was yesterday. The fabulous J-Truck, or James Rutherford, but I don't do names, just scene handles, gave a workshop on how to get started doing creative coding on the TIC 80. Really good. Hope if you wanted to do that kind of thing, you could check it out. We also had a demo compo, which is the main focal point of absolutely any demo party. And vote, the winners, which we will show you shortly, were voted on by you, the public, who could be bothered to figure out how to log onto our website and go through all that stuff. Thank you for doing that. We tried to make it as easy as possible. Also, I forgot to mention, and it's not in the slides, and this is genuinely because I did the slides in very short order over there in the tent. And that is, we had an event at the Planetarium where they invited us to make demos for that. And honestly, that was the most amazing thing because it's a dome, it's this big immersive space. And they said, do you want to just do graphics and sound in this space? And we were like, yes, this is amazing. How long have we got? A week. Yay. And a load of sceners made entries for this, and we'll show you the winning entry of that as well. So thank you very much to the Planetarium folk for letting us do that. Now on to competition results. You'll have to do some of the talking because I'm going to be loading up the slides.
So I can do this. So
which one's first? Tell them a bit about the Young Field Effects.
Yeah. So these are competition stuff. And I can't remember what was first, which would have been helpful. Ah, yes, Young Field Effects. So this is a competition we put on for people that are 15 or younger. And it's a very welcoming competition. You can enter whatever you want, basically. And we've been doing that for a few years. And so, yeah.
Just working out how Macs work. Let's try that. Does that work? Nope, that doesn't work. Okay. Da 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 da. That's the same problem, but with absolutely. Okay, let's jam out of the slide deck for a minute and see if that helps. Yay, now you can see my slides. This is so professional. Giving presentations is my passion. Here we go. So we had a number of entries. The number was one. It is well worthy of recognition, though. It's an awesome piece. L Squared is absolute legend. He's been doing some of the announcement sort of work, the heralding, here as well. And yeah, they're not on the stage. but yeah, let us see if the slide deck still works now. Please forgive me, slide software. The slide software has not forgiven me. Okay, I've got to. Da 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 da. You're enjoying this, aren't you? Right.
A bit of X.
Seiyu Quartet by L Squared. Got to admit, that is awesome. So thank you for submitting that. And yeah, next DMF, tell all your friends, young friends, that they want to enter this, because it's great. You have left a real legacy to live up to.
So next up, we have the graphics compo.
And now we have to do the slide viewer dance again. We should have gone with your idea. So by the way, full disclosure, while we were preparing this, Reality was like, oh, I've taken loads of videos of this so that you can just incorporate them in the slides. And I was like, nah, we'll do it live from the website. And that's gone about as well as you can imagine. Please be the right slides. Okay. I know you won't forgive me for this slide viewer. The results for graphics. In third place, Angel01, beloved by me. Second place, Like Them by Freya. Nice. And in first place, Aberration by the amazing Finkel. Give it up for Finkel. This goes over here. This also goes over here. Da, 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 da. And this goes back here. And this is the piece, made in Blender. Oh, yes, so we've got a message for Finkel. Oh, great, yeah, so this is from Finkel, delivered via Violet.
So thank you so much for voting for me. I poured a lot of myself into my entries for the graphics and the demo party categories, and I am overjoyed that it resonated with people to the point of winning at least one of them. I would like to thank Violet and Freya, who, through their Byte Jam session at Nordic FuzzCon, started the chain of events that led to me participating in the FieldFX demo party at EMF 2026. I would like to thank the FieldFX community for being so welcoming and helpful as I joined and started coding to KT during the Monday jams. I would like to thank Eldroid, Reality, Violet, and everyone else who hosts Monday night jams. A big thank you to the great FieldFX adjacent DJs like Archie Dragon, Hoffman, and Laguba, who have expanded my musical taste this year. I would like to thank JTruck for organizing the Planetarium, which led to me creating one of the coolest pieces of media I've ever made. Finally, I would like to thank everyone who watched either of my submissions. I'm very proud of them. See you at the Byte Jams.
Thank you so much for that, Finkel.
Thank you, Finkel.
Yes, I forgot to mention, this is Finkel's first party that they've entered anything at, and it's been really good for them. So, big up Finkel. And the next compo.
The next compo is the music compo.
Honestly, why am I singing to you on stage? This is nervous energy. And the results are in. And five, they've got me by Deviant New Line. C64, Sid Chip, tune. Double joint third place, EMF by Death Boy and Luminescence by Sinners of Rift. Both banging tracks. We had really high quality entries this year. And second, From Far Away by Al Tiger. And in first place, Nimurinai by Mibri of Atlantis and Multistyle Labs. Quickly dash these windows back here. I'm getting faster at this. This is also a Commodore 64 tune. And we have it here live for you. Hopefully. And I by Mibri. Honestly, I really like this about Hacker Camp is that's quite a technical thing to pull off, a tune like that on the Commodore 64. And the fact that you voted it as the winner, I think shows something about our appreciation for, you know, doing something challenging with unique hardware and, you know, really pushing the boundaries there. Next up. Oh, yes.
Next is the Teletext compo, which is a personal favorite. We've been doing this for quite a few years now, and yeah.
As Count Binface said, Bring back teletext. And now, I've worked out a way to do this a bit quicker next time. Who's teletext? Everybody moan. So incidentally, the thing that I'm working from here is a new version of a demo competition hosting software that Reality has been working on. And we've had some really cool like new additions and features and stuff. So thank you, Reality, for making this just a little bit funkier and more suited to what we do.
It's still got a long way to go, but maybe in the next EMF this will be polished.
All software, always. And the results are in. Third place, EMF, everyone melted in field. Sorry, FS Phil. I think, yeah. I know what you're saying. It was warm. Joint first. Independence for Clacton by Carl Attrill, Teletextar. And Croissant, 99 Croissants by Dan Faramond, aka Illiterat. So, yeah, big privilege to have the big names of Teletext submitting stuff to us.
Yeah, it seems Count Binface overtook our Teletext compo.
I wonder why. That tune's so good. This is fairly obviously 99 Croissants. Independence for Clacton. And now.
So now we have the badge compo. So this is not just for the EMF badge, but any Hacker Camp badge or related badge you have. Yeah, you can really enter anything. You can enter things you use your badge for. You can enter the expansions. You can enter programs you make with a badge. So really, it's anything you want to do.
We also accept microcontroller. And again, we had a number of entries. And again, the number was one. Nonetheless, it's really good. So, Seismic Sword by Zool. I will show you the video of this just now. So I think that was built with a Bokken. It's a kind of lightsaber for hackers. Hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself here. I need to have this back for like one more front slide. Nope. No. Next up is the wild composition. And wild can be anything. I mean, it's typically a good place to release stuff that doesn't run on any platforms that people at the party expect. It also includes things like games and sometimes performances, things that are physical art rather than computer art. It's a chance to literally go wild. And it's an ideal kind of compo for a hacker camp because we don't like the boundaries. We want to do our own thing. And whoosh. Oops. Up comes the slide viewer. The results for Wild. Glitched Women by Nerd J, music video by Dan Farrand of Elicer Art. That was a really awesome and intense watch. I do recommend you check it out. But in the first place, Step 15K by Pico. And this was I think it will tell you on the slide. I think it tells you in the video that they made for it. But it's actually a game for Linux. It's a Stepmania clone. In 15 kilobytes. Pico. Next up, the Planetarium Dome Party. I think that title says quite how excited we're all about this. So we had five entries in total, and the fact that everybody made these things in such short time, and they're so good, and they don't just make the graphics. You know, they make the music and everything, and working in various different platforms.
Yeah, having a week is incredible. So well done to everyone, and thank you so much to EMF and everyone who made this possible, and especially JTruck, who.
You like that. And the results are in. In 5, Oracle Temple of Hack, Dome version, by Zoo. In 4, The Space is Made of Cheese, by Stormcaller of Slipstream. In 3, Complacency, by Catnip and Pills. In 2, There's No Place Like Dome, by J-Truck and Enfus. And this means that in first place, Radial Zero by Finkel. Once again, Finkel.
Congratulations, Finkel.
Amazing.
Especially considering this is the first ever demo party you've entered at. That's incredible. So I hope you continue to make stuff, and you are awesome.
So this is a view from inside the dome itself. Radial Zero by Finkel. And next, the most exciting time.
The demo compo. So this is the, named after the demo scene, it's the main compo. And this has a bunch of different real-time entries. Often demo parties can split them up, but this is combined into one because we are in a field, so it's easier to have everything. Yeah.
This is anything that runs on a computer at all, and we capture it. It runs real time, and then this is a video capture that we took this isn't, but we'll show you the video capture of the winning entry when we get there. It's been a long festival, folks. And number 3, a diplomatic message from Glaston Ledbury-shire on 7. Thank you very much, Glaston Ledbury-shire on 7. We appreciate your diplomacy.
Yeah, thank you for not invading us.
And number 2, descriptive by Flexi of Normative. And in first place, Life by Dots, or Dot Dots. And we'll show you that now. This is the last time I'm going to make a mess of the slides. Big up Dots. So honestly, we're only a little demo party, and we're very lucky to have EMF Camp support us, let us use their workshop tent whenever there's not other workshops going on in there. They've given us hardware, they've given us support, they've given us time and space and I think the fact that we get all these excellent entries it kind of makes me feel like it's a bit worthwhile, and I'm really grateful to everybody who has felt the connection and wants to take part and be part of this. Thank you to EMF, and also I think we're going to move on now because this has been the demo competition's the core of it. Let's move on to saying thank you to a few people that have got us through where we are today.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you, Aldroid. You are absolutely amazing, and we could not do this without you. So thank you so much. Thank you, Wrecking Violet, for just being amazing and an absolute lifesaver. Thank you, Tina, again. You are incredible and also such a lifesaver. Thank you, Crypt, for making all this possible and everything, even if I semi-regret, not really. But thank you, Freya, for helping around. And thank you, JTRAC, especially for the dome and the talk and everything.
Yeah, JTRAC was our main point of contact with the folk at the planetarium. More thank yous.
So thank you, Gasman, for the live set and rescuing us with a capture card. Thank you, Molly, for just helping around, moving tables and everything. That was amazing. Thank you, Luxu, for all the support and recommendations you've given me. Thank you, Nightshade and Enfys, for the demo invite. Thank you, Hoffman, for the cables and advice. Thank you, RC55, as always, for all the moral support you've given us over the years, and especially the Beamer in the past as well. Thank you to Mrs. Beanbag for the setup help and the blackout of the tent. Thank you to Dee and Mark at the Planetarium for making everything possible.
Yeah, thank you all. As well as that, a big thank you to you for showing up, those of you who made things especially, but everybody who just is positive and supportive. And next year, next EMF, we hope it's even better, and we hope you feel inspired to make more things.
Before you switch it. Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of help over the years, and one of my mentors, a very good friend, P2, helped us at EMF last year and came over, was very supportive of Field Effects. Unfortunately, a few weeks after EMF, he passed away. So the next slide is for him.
But on that note, thank you so much for making it another fantastic EMF for us, Field Effects, and yeah, you should know that Hoffman is going to go and play some breakbeats. Hoffman is an old school Amiga music maker, excellent DJ, and long time demo scene, and some of the greatest music in demos of recent years has come from him. So go and check him out, Null Sector, in about 15 minutes.
Yeah, go, and enjoy. Thank you, everyone, and thank you again, Aldroid.
Safe trip home. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Reality. You weren't on the list. It definitely wouldn't be possible without you. And now you're free. Go enjoy the last hours of EMF.